Krishna Book, Canto 6, Govardhana, Chapter 26, Scene 1, Wonderful Krishna. Without understanding the intricacies of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and without knowing Krishna's uncommon spiritual opulences, the innocent cowherd boys and men of Vrindavan began to discuss the wonderful activities of Krishna, which surpass the activities of all men. One of them said, "My dear friends, considering Krishna's wonderful activities, how is it possible that such an uncommon boy would come and live with us in Vrindavan? It really is not possible. Why, just imagine, Krishna is now only 7 years old. How was it possible for Krishna to lift Govardhan Hill in one hand and then hold it up just like the king of elephants holds a lotus flower? To lift a lotus flower is a most insignificant thing for an elephant. And similarly, Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill without exertion. When Krishna was simply a small baby and could not even see properly, Krishna killed a great demon, Putana. While sucking her breast, Krishna also sucked out her life air. Krishna killed the Putana demon exactly as eternal time kills a living creature in due course. When Krishna was only 3 months old, Krishna was sleeping underneath a hand-driven cart. Being hungry for his mother's breast, Krishna began to cry and throw his legs upwards, and from the kicking of his small feet, the cart immediately broke apart and fell to pieces. And then, when Krishna was only 1 year old, he was carried away by the Trinavarta demon, disguised as a whirlwind. And although Krishna was taken very high into the sky, Krishna simply hung on the neck of the demon, forcing him to fall from the sky and immediately die. Once, Krishna's mother, being disturbed by his stealing butter, tied Krishna to a wooden mortar, and Krishna pushed it towards a pair of trees known as Yamala Arjuna and caused them to fall. Once, when Krishna was engaged in tending the calves in the forest, along with his elder brother Balaram, a demon named Baka Asura appeared, and Krishna at once bifurcated the demon's beaks. And when the demon known as Vatsa Asura entered among the calves tended by Krishna with a desire to kill Krishna, Krishna immediately detected the demon, killed Vatsa Asura, and threw him into a tree. When Krishna, along with his brother Balaram, entered the Talavan forest, the demon known as Danaka Asura, in the shape of an ass, attacked them and was immediately killed by Balaram, who caught Danaka Asura's hind legs and threw him into a palm tree. Although Danaka demon was assisted by his cohorts, also in the shape of asses, all of them were killed, and the Talavan forest was then opened for the use of the animals and inhabitants of Vrindavan. When Pralamba Asura entered amongst Krishna's cowherder boyfriends, his death was caused by Balaram. And thereafter, Krishna saved his friends and cows from the severe forest fire and chastised the Kaliya serpent in the lake of Yamuna and forced him to leave the vicinity of the Yamuna river. Krishna thereby made the water of the Yamuna poisonless. My dear Nanda, We do not know why we are so attracted by your son, Krishna. We want to forget Krishna, but this is impossible. So why are we so naturally affectionate towards your son, Krishna? Now just imagine how wonderful it is. On one hand, Krishna is only a boy of 7 years old, and on the other hand, there is a huge hill like Govardhan, and Krishna lifted it so easily. Oh, Nanda Maharaj, we are now in great doubt, for your son Krishna must be one of the demigods. Indeed, Krishna is not at all an ordinary boy. Maybe Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.